And God said, no. I don't want them to be away from me forever. I don't want to be away from them forever. So I'm going to send my son down that he might die for their sin in their place. And when Jesus did that, I believe that he endured our greatest fear. Our greatest fear of being forsaken by God, separated from God. You see, we shouldn't imagine Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane being some type of stoic, some type of emotionless or passionless hero. In the Garden of Gethsemane, not only was he enduring your greatest fear, but he was enduring his greatest fear. The idea of being forsaken by God is something that we can't even begin to imagine. But for Christ Jesus, it wasn't an idea, it wasn't an abstract, it was a reality that he could taste and he could see. You see, in those moments, Jesus dealt with what he knew. And what he knew in those moments is, I have to go there to rescue them. You know what? Jesus freely and fully entered in. In those moments of crying out to God, of sweating drops of blood, he didn't distract himself from his fears. He didn't ignore them or try and push them down or push them away. He didn't run away and try and hide from them. He ran into it. He said, not my will, but your will be done. And he went into it. He knew our condition in that moment. He accepted it as his own. And he was known in your place. Except for this one big difference between Israel and Jesus and between you and me in Jesus, that when Jesus was on the cross and he was crying out for help, nobody came. Nobody rescued Jesus from the cross. God didn't come down in signs and wonders and deliver him. He died saying, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me? It was the horror and realization of complete and total abandonment by God. Your greatest nightmare. And he did that for you so that you could never be without God. So that God could never be without you. You see, your greatest hope, your greatest joy, listen, it's but a drop in the river of life that Christ Jesus has opened up for you. Your greatest fear is but a pebble on the mountain of death that crushed Jesus in your place. Here's the glory of the true story. That though that mountain crushed that river bubbled up underneath that mountain. And in the power of God and in his great love for humanity, that river began to seep and to break through death, to eventually burst through it into a new and glorious day and life and hope for you.